trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's. Northwestern.edu.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent and get $100 off on your first visit.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves push for the playoffs with home games this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Brad Richards out the rest of the regular season with an upper body injury. Defenseman Kimmo Tiimonen will not play tonight either and is day-to-day after suffering an upper body injury on Sunday. Kyle Bonn is expected to make his NHL debut tonight against the Wild as the Hawks play their regular season home finale at the UC, 7:30 puck drop. As for Patrick Kane, he took some slap shots from full windups at the morning skate, but Coach Q says he still hasn't been cleared for contact. He also hasn't been ruled out yet for the first round of the playoffs. No practice for the Bulls today before they boarded a plane to Orlando to face the Magic tomorrow night, a game that we may see the return of one Derrick Rose. His ex-girlfriend posted the word Wednesday on her Instagram account yesterday. Jake Arrieta and Lance Lynn, your starters for Game 2 between the Cubs and Cards on the north side tonight. The bathroom issue the Cubs had opening night should be helped by the delivery of some 70 porta-potties today. Sox get the day off today. Jose Quintana goes in Game 2 against the Royals in KC tomorrow night. Chris Sale expected to join the big club today. He'll throw a bullpen session Friday, and if all goes well, he should be good to start the series finale against the Twins Sunday. Bears guard Matt Slauson will be presented the organization's Ed Block Courage Award today during a luncheon. Also, Vikings running back Adrian Peterson is in New York to seek reinstatement from the NFL this afternoon. And some sad news, Illinois State Associate Head Basketball Coach Tori Ward died in a plane crash near the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington early this morning. Ward was flying back from Indy on a private plane where he watched the NCAA championship game. Six others were reportedly killed in the crash. This scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour next Thursday at Jimmy Green's in Chicago from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menard Score weather forecast, still struggling to get out of the 30s. 39 degrees here downtown, still plenty of fog. clouds. We should have a chance of scattered showers starting about 8 o'clock tonight, going all the way through tomorrow's early morning hours. 46 expected to be the high today. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score, tomorrow night, 6:35 pregame, 7:10 first pitch against the Royals on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Played on the swings, made a fire, roast some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
Thank you, Carrie Sayers. Nice to have you here. Thank you to our guests today, Jordan Cornett from Campus Insiders and 120 Sports. Vincent Goodwill, nice to meet him in the radio sense for me, an old friend of Jason's, now a Bulls guy over at Comcast Sports.
I don't want to call him a friend, because if Vincent gets in any kind of trouble, I don't want that to be attributed to my friendship.
Nor would you just throw him a hundo if you want a big big pot.
Nah. We all roll around together, Terry.
We visited with him right away, too. Nice
Vince
guy.
Is good dude.
So, nice guy.
We could call him a friend, I think, can't we?
Can't trust him.
Brian Kenny from MLB Network joined us as well. Thank you to Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Jason Kastner is our intern. And tomorrow we're at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Come on out. Drinks on me. That's the first one.
Oh, see? Yeah, the one. You get one beer, pass it around, take a sip.
Start a tab going.
Really?
Absolutely. Why not, man?
Look at you.
Took a bad beat jackpot. Right. See, now here's the problem.
Once you're on the town with Fritzy. Kind of way.
I'm going to ride a horse all the way out there.
Speaks, not on the town.
Really? Followed by adopt a pet.
How lucky can one guy be?
First time caller.
Take down that flag.
Yeah. But once you win something like that, you win the bad beat jackpot and pick up some dollars, then everybody starts telling you, out in Harris and Joliet right now, it's $400,000. Out here at this one, it's $50,000. If you're not careful, you just start playing again.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
Just hold on to that.
Hold on.
Take that blessing and keep it moving.
Yes, keep it moving. Pay it forward just a little.
Big money speed.
And now, Matty Batticola and Terry Boards in the house. Hello, men.
Hello.
What's happening, fellas?
Hi.
Nothing much. This transition is brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info session is on April 14th. All right, so we watched the national championship game.
And did you guys enjoy it?
I did. Immensely.
Good game.
That was a great game for a long time.
And then the things happened afterwards that kind of sullied it a little bit. But the experience overall for this tournament, I'd say it worked.
About Uncle Bo?
Yeah, man. It was unfortunate. It was very unfortunate.
Like I was just talking with Ron Suber about that, and I'm a little more.
Don't do that.
He stopped me, and I said it was disappointing the way it happened. The post game stuff.
Like paying you.
And Ron was asking. He said, "Why do you think that was a bad thing?" And I'm like, "I think Bo Wright had a bad look there. I'm willing to cut a college kid a little more slack saying something stupid.
Exactly.
The name of a guy in Bo Ryan. I know they haven't been there since 41, and it was his first chance to get one. You don't know if it'll happen again.
Yeah,
but
I think he had that feeling, Matty.
Blame the refs, though, when your team can't close out, man.
They didn't close out, and he had some rough moments as a coach towards the end
He really did.
So, but I think he had that feeling of, this might be the best batch I've ever had, the best chance I've ever had, and I didn't get it done.
I just didn't like that Frank wasn't getting the ball done in the end. I just don't know. I mean, you fucking had the ball.
Yeah, Frank became a little too selfless when I think
he passed up a three a couple of times.
I think they kept trying.
There was a wide open three at the end. He passed up, there was opportunities that he could have gotten the ball and just never got it to him.
I think they were trying to see if Sam could get back online.
That hurt
Sam
him.
Never
that
got
hurt
back
him.
Online.
That dude, yeah, he had a real rough game.
And then Tyus Jones. I mean, you had a 9-point lead with Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow on the bench. Those are two of the top five picks in this year's draft.
If I tell you that scenario before the game.
Wisconsin, oh my God, that's a
9-point lead.
I picked Wisconsin because I thought that there would be foul trouble. There would be foul trouble. Jahlil has had foul trouble throughout the season.
Yes, right.
He's not a good defender. Okay, so when Frank Kaminsky gets Emile Jefferson on him, and all of a sudden Emile Jefferson's like, yeah, I'm not Jahlil. I'm going to be playing in Turkey next year, so I'm about to stick you. And that's what and Grayson Allen, I mean, you have the next big Duke player.
Something.
Dude is awesome, man.
I'm watching that the Grayson Allen, and I'm thinking, all right, if Bernstein was still a Duke right now, that'd be his buddy on the team.
I don't think
he could use one of these days.
No,
because he just seemed like the most Duke player of all the other Duke players.
The punch me guy.
Gee, yeah. He might punch only be his friend until he started to talk to him, and then he'd you know, he'd figure out
one conversation and you're done.
Yeah, it's about
you see
all
what
you
it
need.
Did for Seth Davis's career when he stopped talking to him.
Right. So here's the bottom line. Aside from Bo Ryan being like, I don't know what he was doing, but if you're going to accuse the Kentucky kids of it, he's guilty too.
Absolutely. And I put the Kentucky kids in there as part of a weekend where people just can't seem to lose with a little grace, right. A little class.
Yeah, but they're 20. Yeah. He's 97.
That's the difference.
I mean,
That's what I said. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to cut those guys slack. Yeah. You run off the court because you're upset and you're a kid and you don't know any better. You're 19, 20. I'll let that go.
They haven't had a game with that much contact and the rent of players.
Did you think the contact was excessive?
No, did you think it was a very physical game?
I didn't think so either.
You know why they didn't shoot free throws? Because they had no one who could break anyone down off the dribble drive. And Duke stayed disciplined defensively. I'm tired of this. Look at the free throw disparity. Guess what's going to happen? If I have a couple of guys in Grayson Allen and Tyus Jones and Justice Winslow who can break you down off the dribble and take it to the 10, that they're going to get to the free throw line.
Okay, but not only that, though, Jay, you can't just look at that one game. Look at all of Duke's games. They've always gone to the free throw line more than their opponents. That's what they've done.
This entire tournament, too. I mean, they were just
so you can't isolate
people,
this game and say, "Oh, the referees." Yeah. It's hard because I started seeing tweets and kids from Wisconsin were retweeting, like, you know, other students were saying, "Oh, it's hard to win games when it's 8-on-5," and you know, you get players retweeting stuff. And that's not the case.
I hate that the refereeing becomes as big a part of it as it always seems.
They've been trash all tournament, though.
I know
they have been,
but that's on them.
They have been bad,
and it was disappointing to me that that game should have been crazy close in that final minute if a few calls had gone correctly. You're not going to blame it, but as a fan watching it, I felt a little bit like I was denied what might have been a classic ending.
The only thing that bothered me, Speaks, was the one play that it was off of
Winslow's fingertip.
And my thing is, if we can see it on TV and the TV commentators can point it out and you can break it down that easily, why aren't the refs looking at the same thing that we can see on TV?
How could they not tell that?
That's the only thing that disappointed me with the refs.
A lot of people were bailing it. They had a poorly refed game. Mm-hmm. You know, Kentucky-Wisconsin was a poorly refed game.
Poorly awful.
All right? Yeah, and hell, if Michigan State could hit a shot, Duke-Michigan State probably was going to be a poorly officiated game. So this has been happening all tournament. Doug Gottlieb, whether you like it or not, was calling them out. Jay Billis was doing the same thing about the lack of consistency in calls and also the replay aspect of things. If you've got a 15-inch television at Lucas Oil Stadium on the sideline with standard definition,
this is
you're
the
going
problem.
To something wrong.
I mean, if you know,
I get that TVs.
there's the rabbit ears on top. Yeah. They're adjusting.
There's a pair of pliers turning the knob.
Guy pulls out some aluminum foil from his back pocket. Here, put this over the...
Look, right here in the Score Studios, we got four monitors. That one on the left, we're not even using that
and
one.
None of
Let's
them
donate
in,
it.
And none of them are in high definition. Yeah.
So it'll fit right in.
They're looking at the same things we're looking at.
They said they couldn't see his hand on the ball. Is the out of bounds? You know,
I saw his fingertip.
His finger bent.
Looked like they hit it to me too.
Yeah, you know.
They said they didn't
even
see.
Even Big Bill said he needed a manicure. That one.
I got to tell you. I love.
I did too. Like, I go see people get really upset with
people
him.
People my ass, Terry. Yeah, Terry still hates.
Oh, I saw some stuff on Twitter last night. People like ready for him to go away. I think it's great. I think it's.
You know who's bad? And you know what's so awesome? Well, not awesome about him being bad,
Grant Hill,
but
it's just too screamy. He doesn't understand how to not scream.
He was the guy that I love. The guys who get branded with, you know, this guy's going to be a hell of a broadcaster. And you go, why? Hell, he could put a sentence together. Yeah, how about some thoughts? How about you telling me what just happened or what's going to happen? Bill Raftery was saving him all game.
I didn't even notice Grant, other than the screaming. I was listening for Raftery, and I was watching on Twitter too. But let me say thank you to the undercover police community of Washington D.C. for allowing us to get Bill Raftery on the broadcast. Because I mean,
they set up a purposeful sting on Greg Anthony so they can get Raftery.
That's a hell of a job.
So wrong.
That helped me. Hey, Bill, no, but Raftery should. I mean, he's better.
He's terrific.
He's the best guy doing it. Why not put the best guy doing it on the best and most important job?
Him and Angry Len Elmore next to each other? Oh, my God. You're going to have a terrific
call. I
should
listen to Angry Len Elmore.
Yeah.
I like Angry Len.
Hill was Len just god-awful. I don't know why he just was. He's screaming and he's, you know, belaboring the obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to stop.
Can Raph do a baseball? Because they could have used him on ESPN the other night for that Cubs opener.
You didn't like it, huh?
Kruk and Schilling?
No. I thought I got some stuff from Schilling pitching-wise.
Well, maybe I just need to re-listen to it.
See, is it that you... I find this interesting because I've been away for a while. I don't know where you guys line up on things, but I found him to tell me things about pitchers that I didn't know before. You know, is it because if you don't like a guy?
No, you know what? I have no feelings resonates? about Schilling. I know Terry hates him. I don't care. I don't hate Schilling. I don't hate him. I don't like him. I thought he brought nothing to it. I thought Kruk actually took away from the broadcast.
The John Lester stuff I thought was pretty damn good about him having the yips and not wanting
something
to throw
we
over.
Didn't know.
Yeah. But you know, Terry, you know, did some looking around yesterday, and I guess it was pretty much out there for everyone to know and see and to hear.
What's that
about Lester? And his yips and the lack of confidence throwing the first base.
Yeah, we
brought. I didn't know that was such a huge thing going into it.
Not
once last year. And what's interesting is that the stolen base attempt percentage was still very low.
It was still
year.
Low. Yeah,
is it because he's a lefty and he's looking at the bag the entire time,
and because he's fast. He's very fast to the plate, right. Which is really what matters.
You know, and I know there's a really good Fangraphs article I pulled up that talks about that in the stolen base percentage, how it's still down, and he still deters people from stealing bases, but. If Sunday night was any indication of what could happen, it looked real bad.
It looked real bad. Throw the ball.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if those are yips. If that's what it is, because that's the way Schilling was calling out.
Spiegs, they took off at first movement.
Yeah,
there was no hesitation, and it was an extra step and a half leadoff, and it was takeoff on first movement.
Mm-hmm.
And until he throws a ball over, that's going to keep happening.
And you're going to put a lot of pressure on David Ross as well if he's going to be your personal catcher too.
He's going to have to.
Yeah, your running game is going to you're going to steal some runs.
Right. So the Cubs are doomed. The White Sox are doomed. What do we do now?
Oh no!
We got the Bulls.
But, hey.